Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Mike Britton. Go by SEC Mike on them Twitters. And there he is, everybody's own time cousin, cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Ooh, I'll tell you, Shane, it sounds like it is snowpocalypse coming. I was waiting until Thursday to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go right after this because I think it's going to be too late.
There may not be nothing left there, Mike. All the bread gone, milk gone, eggs gone. Yeah, no. I've been here about this damn snowstorm for over a week now, and I don't know. Doesn't it just feel like it's just going to be rain at the end of the day? Like, I don't know. Maybe I've just been burnt so many times with the weather that, you know, they always say that. Well, man, this is El Nino's hitting. This is going to be the biggest snow year of ever. And it's like nothing ever happens. So, yeah, I hope that everyone is safe. And, you know, apparently there is going to be some pretty dicey weather on this one. So, stay bundled. I'll be thinking about you down in Florida.
You ain't going to be thinking about you're going to be on the golf course.
Yeah.
Sharing pictures of the sun.
That's it. Just getting a tan. Get this dome some color, you know. So, you know. And then focus on basketball. You know how I do. Got football? Check. Football's done. It's time to get into some basketball.
You're right. Well, we still got some football questions, Shane.
Yeah.
We got one more mailbag show before you hit the road. When will you be back? In about 2 months?
Two months. Yeah. Yeah. So no, we're going to be gone. We're leaving tomorrow. We check out of the resort next Friday, and then I'm going golfing Friday and Saturday, and then come back Sunday. So I'll be back for that Sunday show.
Oh, okay. You'll be back for the Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't even have a show. You'll be back for Super Monday. You know what?
Yeah. Super Monday.
Okay. So I just want to get the cousins a head up.
Yep.
This is the final time. Hey, if you want, fire away with a question in the chat, let us know. Because we didn't get a ton, but we got some good ones here.
Yes.
Shane, and plenty of food questions for you as well.
Hell
so
yeah.
And we got a weird wine question.
Ooh, okay.
But we'll get to that. That's what we call in the biz a little bit of a teaser, Shane. Shout out P5, official cousin. Official cousins always get their questions asked. Not really a question.
Yeah.
But starting with the theme here. A comment from North Texas through the Carolinas and East Coast cousins. Catastrophic storm coming your way. In case you didn't know already. Get ready best as you can. It sounds serious. And stay safe. So P5. Want everybody to know there's a damn storm coming.
Hell yeah. Wait, when? Now?
You know, right. I think it's on the way now.
I saw it, man. I don't know if this is true or not. And I don't know if we find out 20 years from now this thing's been giving us cancer. But I always wonder about those salt trucks that are laying it down. And yep. Every time they do, man, my sinuses act up like crazy. Does it dry you out?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Maybe it's just me, but or maybe it's just psychological. I'm like, oh, sand, you know, and salt, and my nose can't breathe.
Hey, shout out Texas Dog. He says, Shane, we'll miss you at the end of the day. But no, I'm not allergic to salt. You probably should look into that.
That's not allergic to it, but it dries out my allergies and everything. So
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's not cinnamon that's got you. It's got all the salt in your food.
See, all these yeah. And I'm really not a big salt guy. You would think, right? Say classic fat guy syndrome. He's probably oversalting everything, but I'm really not a big salt guy. So
James says, Shane's starting conspiracy theories on his way out the door.
People need it. I mean, there may need to be some research.
Truck drivers, Shane, they're literally saving lives. And you're like, yeah. Are they killing us? They might be.
Somebody has to ask the question. I don't think it's just salt and water now. I believe they're spraying something else. And I'm just, you know, maybe I am one of those guys. We talk about the jets. They spray them clouds that are killing people. Right. Maybe they're doing the same with the old salt trucks. Because a lot of times these salt trucks come out and we don't even have snow. It's like, why are you even spraying this stuff? I don't even know.
Yeah. Well, you might be onto something, but This is a good time to remind the cousin, Shane.
Yes.
That I do not endorse all the comments from this man over here. So I cannot be held liable in a court of law, I don't think.
Well, you know who we can't endorse, cuz. Tennessee Legend Distillery. Come on. If you are making your way up here for the apocalypse, the snowpocalypse, the blizzard of 93, come on up here and stop in at Tennessee Legend Distillery. Don't forget, next month, Valentine's, they're going to have a paint and sip on the Friday before. Looking forward to seeing the cousins there. You may not... Hey, you ain't even got to bring a significant other. It's fun. We have some nice bourbon. We joke and we paint and the whole nine yards. So if you can't get to this location, you can have this stuff sent to you. If you have any troubles, just go to your package store and say, hey, man, we got to get some Tennessee Legend on the shelf. And that would definitely help us out as well.
Do you have any knowledge? Have they told you over there at Tennessee Legend if the salt trucks will be paving a path to Tennessee Legend?
No, they have not. They have not let me know that. But I will say this about Sevier County, and a lot of people worry, like, oh, the snow. The cleanest roads that you will ever see is right there in front of Tennessee Legend. And the reason is, if you can't get to Pigeon Forge, you can't spend money. So Trust me, they will have a path cleared for you.
Hey, did you say Valentine's or Valentine's?
Valentine's. Did I say it? Yeah, I probably do. Damn, there is no M in there, is there? Sorry, I went up to Calhoun's Barbecue. That's why I slid in here right at the last second. Was down there on the river seeing if... I was trying to see if Gruden was there.
All right, on with the show, Shade. All right, mailbag question. This is a legit mailbag question. Shout out Bryce Carter. Is it possible to be a Razorback fan and not want to die every fall? That's his question, Shane. I mean, is there a silver lining there for them Razorbacks?
Pun intended. Mm-hmm. I feel like, right? There's always a little bit of excitement in the air when you have a new coach. I feel like Arkansas kind of missed the boat, though. There were some names. There was some names that you could have gotten, I think, that would have been more of a splash hire that could have failed, but also could have succeeded, right? And I just felt like Arkansas really deserved that. They deserved a name coach. And again, I'm not saying old Silver Fox can't get it done. So there should be a little excitement in the air. But I, again, at the end of the day, Mike, I think you want to temper a little bit of those expectations. But as long as there's some positivity next season and something you can look forward to, maybe by year two, Arkansas could come back around.
Could there be a case to be made, Shane, that perhaps low expectations, maybe that's good? Now, we don't want to be there forever.
Yeah.
But guys like you, three wins, good luck. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, if that's the narrative, and I know you're kind of kidding when you say that, even though it is a very difficult slate.
Yeah.
I mean, if they get to six wins, you know, I think that's probably a hell of a debut. And again, is that what you're shooting for? Hell no. But having high expectations. I mean, I think that's part of the problem. It's a part of the problem at a lot of these schools, Shane.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to go to the playoff. We should be better than this. Why the hell are we better than this? You know, they thought Sam Pittman was a horrible coach. And then you start looking at some of their coaches. He's got the best damn record they've had in 20 years. You know what I mean? But he couldn't get it done. So I think that's kind of where you get to the point where it looks so pessimistic, because maybe for a change, Shane, saying, oh God, it's kind of like that movie Major League, right? Yeah. What the hell are these guys? We suck. You know, I don't even know any of these players. And then they come out in the fall and they surprise people. And then you fall in love with a whole new team. You know, wouldn't you rather be surprised and win 6-7 games than be devastated after winning only 6 or 7 games?
Whose outfit they ripping off after every win, you think? here's what's going to happen, though.
You're a check, right?
Yeah. This is what happens with Arkansas every single year, Mike. They're going to smoke the Purple Lions, right? And I think the big one is the second game on the road, which they shouldn't be on the road, but they are. They're playing Utah. And if they pull off the win here, then pessimistic Razorbacks are like, wait a minute. This may be our year, Mike. They do it every single time. Georgia may bring them down to earth, but I just feel like Arkansas will have some early season optimism. But I do think that this is a good coach, brother. I just feel like there are going to be a couple of games this year. You're going to walk away saying, you know what? He just needs a little more time, some more resources. Let him get his guys in. You know, we do this all the time. And then maybe going in, like I said, to that second year, we may have a little bit more optimism there in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dogs had a damn good season. Some fans want to fire the coaches, you know?
Yep.
That's a case in point. Appreciate you, Charles. All right. Shout out. Oh, this one's just for you, Shane.
Yeah.
One of our favorites. Cousin Emily Powell, official cousin. Shane, who's your golf pick for the week? Do you know what she's talking about?
Yeah, I don't know if I could give her that answer, though, right now.
Oh, is it cheating?
Well, it could be.
Can you narrow it down?
Because Emily's always like that. She's looking for a competitive edge. And,
right.
And honestly, I forgot the guy's name.
Okay, well, that makes more sense.
I will have it here in a second. but it wasn't a big one. Because you got to watch the way this game's being played. There's some of the key names that you're going to be wanting to throw out there for the Masters and you know, maybe even the waste management coming up. But, okay. Yeah.
And then she has another one while you're looking that up.
Yes.
Shane, your favorite kind of chili?
Ooh, chili. You know, I am a Bush's man. And my dad did security work for them, guarding the secret up there. And so I guess maybe because we had a lot of that growing up, but they got that chili starter mix, man. And I know there's people out here like, oh, shit, man, you're supposed to be this. Some people, chili making is a religion, something they work on for days to perfect. And I'm not bashing that chili, but you get a can of that chili starter and you get some, they say diced tomatoes, but I like getting the steam, or it's kind of got the skin off of them. What do you call them? Oh, shit. Like peeled tomatoes or whatever. Get a can of that, the chili, and then a pound of beef, and just let that roll. And when it gets done, get your sour cream, your hot sauce, and a handful of Fritos. That, for me, because is the perfect chili.
Okay.
What about you? Do you
have a perfect? Paul Tiger, he knows. He knows me better than you me, Shane.
You are a white bean chili.
White bean chili, chicken. Mm-hmm. Come on, buddy. You can't beat that.
I'm not knocking it, right?
Wouldn't kick it out of bed. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. All right. I went with Taylor Pendrith. I think that's how you say his name. That's Ooh. Who I went with this week. Okay. So thank me later, Emily, if you want to throw that one in there, because I never miss on golf.
Hey, shout out Token. He ain't leaving. Howdy, cousins. I didn't leave. Mike and Shane, did you see Pate's ideas on changing the college football schedule, timing, and bowl games? I did not. Did you see it, Shane?
I did not. But if Pate came up with this idea, I'm sure it's pretty good. Because say what you want, man. We joke about commissioner. Man, I'd like some of Josh Pate's suggestions. And I think it's in line with the fans, which I believe is important. So he's looking out for the fans, so I'm sure it's fantastic. But, Tolkien, if you could provide a little more intel, that would be awesome.
How about this breaker? Where can I get one of them cuz shirts, Shane? We've got a link in the show notes. And I'm trying to work it with them to where you can make it much, much even easier than that. But I'm having some difficulties on the back end. But hopefully, you know, other than that, there's a link in the show notes, merchandise link.
Yes, and Mike gave me the keys. So I'm going to be able to make some shirts and put them in there. Great point is Cousins' suggestions, right? Because I'm going to reduce this a little bit. And I can't remember his name, but he gave me the idea of putting that SEC podcast on the arm. So we're going to come up with some more shirt ideas. And if you've got one, because we are not that good at this, you can always email us at thatsecpodcast@gmail.com. If you're on the Discord channel, I'm sure I meant to talk to Flames about this, about making a different page for that, but we can put in shirt ideas, and then we're going to name the shirt after the cousin that gave the suggestion. So I got my JP on today, you know?
Sidecar Shane. That's a shirt. All right. How about this one? I love this question, and I liked it so much, Shane, that I put it in the title of the episode.
Yeah.
So shout out Trifling Pig. Cool name.
Nice.
Who is employed longer at their current job? Steve Sarkisian, Texas, of course, or Brent Venables, Oklahoma?
I think it's Venables right now.
I'm surprised you said that, Mr. Yeah. Texas going to win the Natty next year.
Well, I mean, I feel like Venables is at his job, his forever home. I don't think Steve Sarkisian's forever in Texas. I mean, we hear the NFL jobs floating around. We wouldn't hear that if there wasn't probably some desire to at least look into it. So I think Venables at his home spot. He, if you could keep him, he'll stay there for 30 years. So,
right.
And I felt
pressure. The pressure. It seems like there's just going to be always going to be immense pressure on Sarkisian.
Yeah.
Now, does that change, Shane? Does that change if he wins a national championship?
Again, for me, it feels like a fine line between Steve Sarkisian doesn't need to be too successful, but needs to be successful enough. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that, Mike, I still feel like early success, if they win a national title, there's a part of me thinks that he's going to the NFL. And if there's another part, if he doesn't have the success, that Texas gets rid of him. So, I just feel like it's a balancing act right down there in Austin.
And I think the best way to answer that, Shane?
Yeah.
Is to, we never know. I mean, both these guys could get fired in a year.
Yes.
I don't think so. I give that like 2% chance out of 100, you know, but if they go 4-8, you know, who knows? There could be some craziness, but the best way to answer that is who's more realistic to be there in 5 years.
Yeah.
Could you get on board with that?
That Sarkisian would be.
So most... I feel like you're not paying attention. Nah, which
not.
Coach more realistically, which coach could you see being at their current job in 5 years?
Venables.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why he's the answer, right?
Yeah, he's the answer.
You're really struggling with that.
Yeah, I get caught reading. I can't read and listen, you know.
Low blood sugar, Shane. You're turning into Marler in front of our eyes here.
Yeah, but I'm not as bad. I'm not reading all the comments, you know.
Right. I like that so much.
Yeah.
This was not part of his question, but I've just added a ton of these. So I tried to go for like rivals here. So you tell me, again, same question, but just different coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Who more likely to last longer at their current job?
Yeah.
Josh Heupel or Clark Lea?
I say Clark Lea.
Ooh.
I say Clark Lea.
Because it seems like he's kind of figured it out, right?
Yeah, I mean... Seriously, if there's anybody that is getting whatever he wants right now, I mean, you talk about the least pressure. We always like to talk about coach hot seats, that sort of thing. The opposite of that is Coach Lea at Vanderbilt. So the pressure at Josh Heupel's under, there's a little bit of that, but it's, again, his name floats a lot of times when another opportunity opens up. So yeah, just a little more volatile, I think, there in Knoxville than Nashville.
Yeah, okay. How about this one? Now, are these coaches rivals? Probably not. But, of course, the institutions. Kayla DeBoer?
Yeah.
Or Alex Golish, buddy?
Shit. damn, I want to say DeBoer is like, no. I mean, like, shit, Mike, that's a... That's a coin toss for me. I don't know. I would probably say Gulish will be there just because he's new, and they can't.
That's why it's tricky, right?
Yeah.
But I remember when Harsin got to Auburn.
Yeah,
we played this game with Saban. We were like, "Oh, he's definitely gonna outlast Saban. He just got there. Like, oh, get his ass out of there. You know what? So it could turn on you quickly too.
Yeah. Which one are you thinking? That's a good one. That's a good question.
Give me DeBoer. But I don't feel good about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then how about Razor Bass? More likely to be a guest 5 years from now. Steven Lassen or Marler, a.k.a. Lassen. The Bearded Shane.
Yeah. Marler's, he's playing on thin ice, man. He's about to get canceled, ain't he?
All right. How about this one? John Sumrall?
Yeah.
Greatest coaches side of the Mississippi? Uh-huh. Or Kirby Smart?
I mean, you think Kirby, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man. I see a lot of these Georgia fans. They are freaking pissed. Last couple of years, no playoff wins. It's like, what are we doing? Has Kirby, I mean, is he improving this roster, or are we just stagnant? I don't know. Kirby's been on record talking about he ain't going to be like Nick Saban. He's not going to stay somewhere forever. And I feel like the pressure's really on Kirby right now. He's not on the hot seat, don't get me wrong, but I think Sumrall's in a good spot. I mean, hell, they just gave the last guy, it felt like, 10 years. So I feel like John's got some time there. So this may sound crazy, but I think John Sumrall, most likely 5 years from now, more likely to be still in Florida than Kirby in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably lean Kirby, but just slightly.
Yeah.
And I feel like we could answer that a lot better. We need to see Sumrall 1 year on the job, you know?
Can I ask you a question?
Since
nobody really talks about it, but there is a clock ticking, right? And how many years can Kirby not have a playoff win or not have a national championship football game or something? Do you feel like there is a date in mind that if he doesn't get it by 3 years, they're looking for something else?
Back-to-back Southeastern Conference champion. Fire his ass. Come on, Jake. What are we talking about?
I know.
That's got to be worth something.
I know. I feel like Georgia fans want to win national championships. Hell, they want to make it.
Well, they wanted that for 40 years, and he delivered it.
Yeah.
Twice.
But it was kind of a down year, wasn't it? Just kidding, dogs.
All right, how about this one? I think you'll have some fun with this one.
Okay.
Lane Kiffin?
Yes.
Or Pete Golding? Which one lasts longer at their current spot?
Lane Kiffin.
Ooh, even though you're on record, he may not last very long.
Yeah, but there's also that chance he doesn't win a national championship and he's just sitting there, you know, you're stuck with him. Not saying you're stuck with him, but you know what I mean? I feel like Pete's, I mean, he's going to be easier to get rid of than Lane Kiffin in LSU. So it's almost like you're trying to pick who's not going to be successful. And I think the odds are that Lane Kiffin will have more success than Pete.
Yeah. I think that's fair. But hey, let's go back to Tolkien. So he sent a bunch here. Move week one up. This is the Josh Pate plan.
Okay.
He's broken it down for us. Move week one up to week zero.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Yep.
Play conference championships on Thanksgiving weekend. Ooh, okay. I hate that. I'm kind of already off.
Yeah.
Because that's rivalry weekend.
I like rivalry.
That's like family.
It's the best week
Egg
ever.
Bowl, Iron Bowl, Texas A&M. So revive bowl season. Select six bowls as high stakes play-in games.
Huh?
That makes sense. Black Friday, Saturday for. Wait, Black Friday? Wait, so we're doing...
So it's going to be going the same time the SEC championship will.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. So for the bubble, that makes sense. Results count towards playoff rankings.
Yeah.
I like that. Selection Sunday. Rankings, seedings, playoff reveal, Sunday morning. I don't get NFL, but okay. Playoff schedule, round one on campus, round two... Mid-December, semis, neutral sites, championship January 1st.
And then have the portal.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
That's better than what we got.
The only thing I don't like is I feel I'm with you, the rivalry week. I feel like rivalry week should be Thanksgiving week. And then immediately after, the following week, when we have the SEC championship, the play-in game should be happening. So not only we have the SEC championship to see who's going to have a bye week, home field advantage, whatever, however it's set up, the loser has also an automatic bid into the following week, some way that we can work that in. It doesn't have to be every conference, but I do think Big Ten, SEC definitely needs to be in that match. And what I would love to see is maybe the ACC crown an ACC champ, let them play the Big 12, and let that be kind of like the other championship game that's happening that week.
It's like they gotta win the junior league.
Yeah, yeah. So whoever you crown the ACC champ, just let them play the Big 12.
You know, an ACC team just whooped bunch of our asses, Shane.
I know. It's a one. Hey, miracles happen, right? Yeah. Yeah. I ate a salad once. Doesn't make me healthy, you know?
All right. Hey, I got two more here for the coach things. Who lasts longer at their current job? And it doesn't even, we're not even saying, none of this is fired. It could be leave for another job, leave for the NFL. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Eli Drinkwitz at Mizzou or Shane Beamer, Carolina?
I think drink stays.
But you hesitated.
I did.
Because he could leave.
Part of it is that, and, you know, but then a part of it's like, how long is Shane Beamer's leash?
Right.
So that's, I think that's fair. That's a tough one.
All right. It won't be tougher than this one, though. Or as tough, excuse me. Because we don't know anything about these guys, really. Will Stein at Kentucky?
Yes.
Or Ryan Silverfield, Arkansas? Who lasts longer?
Stein. They kept that last bastard there for 40 years, so, yeah. I think Stein's got a pretty long runway here.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll see, Shane. We'll see. Again, people probably think I hate him by now, but everybody gets hyped up when they hire these coaches, you know? Mm-hmm. And then we see him, we're like, get this clown out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which I hope that doesn't happen to him, but I don't know. I can't pick him apart till we see him. You know what?
No. But we will be very judgy on those new coaches. By week two, we are going to fire half of them. So.
Yep. All right. Shout out Cousin Thorhog, Shane, official cousin. This one's for you, buddy. When Cousin Shane becomes the college football commissioner, will he still do the podcast or will he bow out gracefully?
I probably wouldn't tell you to the last minute, you know? I'd be like, Mike, no, we're still on. And then I'd be like, you ain't going to believe this. I'm having dinner. I'm reading a book with Mr. Sankey. I'd probably roll it back a little bit. Maybe we do, 2 days a week, something like that.
You'd come in for the recaps and the predictions.
That's it. Exactly. But then I couldn't really say anything because then people were like, oh, is he shaving points or whatever?
I could see it. All right. How about this one from Cousin Jason? We appreciate you, buddy. He's an official cousin. With the 9-game conference schedule coming to the SEC and a mandatory non-conference matchup against another power opponent, does that open up the possibility of a 4-loss team making the playoff out of the SEC? Mm. And I think it does if we expand a playoff.
Yeah.
That's a big reason why I'm against expanding, because I don't think we need average-ass teams in there.
Yeah.
I want the regular season to be valued. I still don't think a 4-loss team should be getting in.
Nope. And I mean, hell, if we're having conversations last year if two loss teams should get in, and if they should.
Right. Yeah.
So even if we expand this to another conference game, I feel like 3 will be the threshold. But even then, there's going to be several 3-loss teams that don't get it, and it's only the SEC's fault. Because look at the product we've given them in the playoffs the last three seasons. It's been embarrassing. It's like you got to win some of that back. So there may be some really good football teams that do not get that opportunity because of maybe the way they played late in the season.
We just had a team, Shane, that went 10-2 and didn't get in Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I mean.
And I said it all off season too. I said, I don't know if Ole Miss gets in at 10-2.
Yeah.
Because their schedule's so weak. And their fans, oh my God, 10-2? Otto, you're in. I bet you, Shane, and I know they almost went to the national championship.
Yeah.
If Ole Miss, they went 11-1 regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Had they lost to Mississippi State or Florida, I think they wouldn't have made it.
Right.
At 10-2, I really do. Because those are not great teams they were playing.
Yeah.
I think they would have got knocked out, and they probably would have put someone in, like Notre Dame or Texas, in over them.
Well, and again, just because I don't think it's fair, and I don't care who they played. If we would have started the season last year, removed all the names of the football teams, and I told you, Team A goes 10-2, do they deserve a spot in the college football playoffs? Not one person on this show would say absolutely not. They would absolutely agree with that. So the fact Vanderbilt didn't get it, it's just, that's what scares me. I mean, we're talking four loss. We can't get a 10-2 team in. Hell no. I think three is going to be that magic number. And I do not see a scenario unless expansion for a fourth one, four loss team to get in.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, shout out to cousin Chevy. This one's for me.
Oh.
Sit back, Shay, kick your feet up. He wants to know about my time working at Jackass.
Yeah.
And what was going on. Any fun stories there? And that was a while ago. I had a lot of beers since then. But, you know, one thing that was hilarious, I don't know how many people know this, but so Johnny Knoxville, he had a motorcycle, like a, I can't remember if it was a motorcycle or a BMX accident.
Yeah.
But he... I don't know exactly how to explain what happened, but he can't go to the bathroom normally.
Oh.
He's got to do one of those like catheter things.
Oh shit!
So because he ripped his junk, I think I don't know. I never asked him to explain it, right? But he always would at the end of the day he would have this thing and he would pour his pee into it, and then he would pour it in the jar and he'd have to go to the bathroom and flush it. And he would walk around the office and threaten people with it. That was always fun. As soon as you got off the elevator,
yeah,
they had a giant photo, I think it was Chris Pontius, of his testicles that he's had spread out like a bat's wings. So that was a pleasant, and they had just shit all over the walls that was similar to that, but that was the most offensive one they had, and that was right out. I mean, you couldn't avoid it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they wanted you to, as soon as you hit the office, you were like, boom, right in your face. That was pretty wild. But my main responsibility was like when the guys would go and get hammered the night before at a bar, they all had my number, and I had to go and pick them up, you know, pick them up from the bar, take them home.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, I had to go to their house, pick them up, go get – take them to their car. That was like my main responsibility. So I was like the lowest of the low on the damn job.
That's crazy. And Johnny's been he's been making his rounds. We saw him at the Oklahoma game, Tennessee Oklahoma game.
Yeah.
Of course he was on Rogan, I guess, because now he's the Fear Factor guy. So still chugging along, man. Some of those guys though. Ugh, boy, they're rough these days, you know. Their Jackass days may be behind them, man.
And one thing they told me, the guy that kind of ran it all.
Yeah.
His name's Jeff Tremaine.
Yeah.
He told me something that stuck with me. I thought was pretty interesting. That I think, you know, we're obviously not doing Jackass shit, but he said many people have tried to do Jackass.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work because why theirs works is because at the end of the day, they loved each other.
Yeah.
And you always knew, even if they did horrible stuff, they were doing it as, you know, and like you could do it to somebody and they could do it to you. And at the end of the day, you were friends. But the other people that tried to do Jackass, they didn't have that bond.
Yeah. It's like us, Mike.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to wrap it all into this.
You know? Mad as he gets, you know? I like Vol Tiger. He said, Uber Mike.
Pretty much. But I was Uber before Uber, and I didn't get paid. So that was not for not for the driving, you know?
If you were just paying attention, you could have started your own business.
All right. Hey, shout out Cousin Chase Moore, official cousin. He's got a interesting question, Shay. We've been doing a ton of content on the portal.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, Steven's gone about 4 hours the last 2 weeks at the end of the day on the portal here. So, you know, if you missed any of that, go check it out, because that's as deep a dive as humanly possible on the SEC portal. But he wants to know, I think Mizzou had the most underrated portal haul so far. My question is, where do you project our strengths and weaknesses? So thinking about that, Shane, Missouri, strengths and weaknesses, for me, still remains, I would think, the running game.
Yeah.
And perhaps Austin Simmons can spark the offense with his passing attack, but I'm still kind of questionable on the receivers. I know they've added some, but I don't know. I got to see these guys, new offense, Chip Lindsey. That remains a question. And I know they've added a lot on defensive backs here recently, but man, they've lost literally every starter off the defense.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think defense is a huge, huge question mark for Missouri.
Well, I was listening to Power Mizzou the other day, and one of the things that they were talking about and got me convinced was that offensive line. And I feel like that was, we're going to love the running game. We know exactly what they got to return there, but they got a lot of bodies up front now that they can rotate. And you saw that in 25, Mike. There were so many SEC teams that maybe started out strong, kind of petered out at the end. And a lot of that had to do with depth up front, and I feel like that could be a really, really strong. So a lot of got a lot of portal kids there, and like I said, I feel like that continuity of what they had already, that may be their best get all around.
Yeah, I think so. But again, everybody's adding me to the portal, you know?
Yeah.
And here's another thing, Shay. When you add somebody that doesn't come from the SEC,
yeah,
I don't know anything about them. I didn't know who Ahmad Hardy was this time last year.
Yeah.
But then you start breaking it down in the offseason, you start talking to people, you start reading about how they're doing at camp, and then that's kind of when I have a kind of more information on a guy. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna lie, I don't sit around and watch ULM football.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that, you know. I don't even know if that's available to be found.
Yeah. Yeah, but I would right now that football's over. I'd watch a ULM game.
if they played up now, yeah, I would watch it. But, I don't have that on the old DVR. You know what?
Yeah, and it's tough. I watch because we all do that. We see the highlight reel. We got so-and-so, and then you'll find 4 or 5 videos underneath it, and you're like, oh, yeah, he does look good. But then you're like, wait a minute. Who are they playing now? I've never even... The Purple Lions? What? You know?
All right. Hey, shout out Shane. Cousin Trey Tucker. Yes. He always asks a football question, then he asks a food question. On a scale of it's fine to we are on fire, where is the SEC in terms of national championship going into 2026? What's your thoughts there, Shane?
Tennessee? Wait, what team?
I think he's just talking about the conference.
Oh, winning a national championship.
On a scale of it's fine to we're on fire.
Yeah. Let's just say 10 you're in and 1 you're not. I think right now this conference going in, because you're just really looking for one team to take it. So I would say 8. I said 8.
You're pretty confident, huh?
Pretty confident. We're due, right? Are we? 3 years, no game. It's like, I think we're due now.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Because, I mean, people just take their shots, right?
Yeah.
And then more power to them. That's fine. But I think in this conference, we obviously got Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
We got Texas. I think Ole Miss is going to be money again.
Mm-hmm.
We got A&M. They just had the best regular season of anybody in the conference. We got Oklahoma. Just went to the damn playoff.
Mm-hmm.
We got Tennessee. They've been to the playoff. LSU blew up the coaching staff and the roster. They're going to be in the mix. And I'm trying to think. I mean, that I don't think another conference goes near as deep as that. And I really think, Shane, now, are these teams going to go to the playoff? Probably not. But I didn't think Indiana was going to play off. You know what? But
yeah.
How about Florida if they figure their shit out? Auburn, if Golish is who we think he could be, now he's got that quarterback. South Carolina. I mean, there is potential for these teams to come out of nowhere. Missouri, hell, Missouri's one of the winningest teams in the nation the last 3 years. Those teams, they have a shot too, I think.
But this season, I feel like there's going to be four teams, just like every year, that are going to be in that mix. Now, you know, one of the things we talked about on the last show or the last show we did, that there's going to be some in that year two mix that I feel like could, like 26 is going to be good. We're going to have some teams. But I feel like at 27 roster, things could get a little bit more enticing for the SEC just because I feel like there'll be more opportunities for those teams to advance. Not saying they're not going to do it. You mentioned Florida, you mentioned Auburn. I don't think that is in the cards this season, but I do think that it could be next season.
So it sounds like you're saying the SEC's winning two championships in a row.
I'm just saying, I feel like whenever we get – here it is. It's almost like when you're at school, right? And somebody's been cheating. We ain't saying who it is, but it's like this kid's been failing all year long, and now he's getting straight A's, you know? Yeah, he may get us for a test or two, but when we beat the shit out of him and we find out his little secret and we bully it, the SEC will have those answers as well, and we will all start making straight A's. So, yeah, I feel like that's kind of where we're at right now. They've got the right recipe, but we're honing in on it.
But again, even if you're going to discount all those teams I mentioned,
yeah.
I mean, you're not discounting the Georgia, Texas, Bama, A&M, Oklahoma,
right?
Ole Miss, are you?
No.
Tennessee, LSU. No.
All it takes is something special. I always feel like Mendoza was special, right? The roster management that Indiana had was special this season. Last year, I look at some of the talent that Ohio State acquired. It was a special team, right? Michigan cheated, right? But I just feel like it takes something. Like Trinidad, when I was watching that Ole Miss team, I thought Trinidad was that special. That was that extra something that you needed to win a national title. But the problem was it was all on his shoulders, it felt like, in that final game. So you gotta have some help, and it's just you got to have a little lady luck on your side. But I feel like, too, you got to have just something special about your team to take it to that next level.
There's no shot, Shane. You thought Tennessee was winning it all in 98.
No.
But they did it.
I wouldn't say that. I mean,
I would. I know you.
Back then, 90s Tennessee, we were supposed to win it every year. So
I don't know, man.
We just got to get after past Peyton Florida. Left. We just had to get past the Florida get. No, I get what you're saying. Peyton Manning was the year. We thought 97 was right. our year, but hell, I mean, you could say about the 2001 Tennessee Vols, nobody thought that they'd be in the mix.
That's what I'm saying. So this is a perfect scenario for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's going to be picking Tennessee.
Yeah, is that it?
They're saying Shane must be a philosopher.
I do. I get that a lot. I do.
All right, and then here's Cousin Trey's food question, Shane.
Yes.
Oh, I already know where we're going here. Mm-hmm. He wants you to rate. He's got these three, so I guess it's best to worst.
Okay. Hey, calm down, guys. It's just a food question.
El Torito. Don Pancho.
Yeah.
Or El Toro.
El Torito, number one.
Right. I knew that.
Toro, number two.
Okay.
And then Pancho, three.
Okay.
And not close. That was too easy. And to be fair, there's several El Toros, and I don't know if they're all related, but
I think they are.
They may be, right? And I like the one over here just because for me, it's not just the food. It's the people. You know, when I come in El Torito, the owner greets me. Of course, now, I mean, that nice new vehicle he's driving, partly to do with my visits, but he comes over, asks how the girls are, you know, he's just, you know, and same thing with our small town El Toro. I walk in and it's just a really, really nice family. So that and the salsa verde, that's all the judging I'm doing. If you can nail salsa verde and you can give me some good chips and a good conversation, then I'm going to go to that establishment,
you know. And then he asks, beef, chicken, or shrimp as your meat of choice at the Mexican restaurants?
Oh, great. I got asked this the other day. Somebody was asking about the fajitas. I always go chicken. And I just feel like chicken, it's just like some of the – nothing against El Torito, right? You're not eating the steak at El Torito. You'll eat steak tacos or whatever, but you're not ordering a filet.
This place pretty well.
No. I'm setting expectations so you know what you're getting into. But, okay. You know, I feel like with Mexican restaurants, there's levels to this thing. So, like, we went to over there at the mall. What's it called over at the mall? I've talked about it before. Over by Cheesecake Factory. Loco Burro. Now, that is, like, another tier Mexican restaurant. You're going to spend a little money while you're there, but the steak is good, right? You could literally just get a steak and you'll be fine with it.
Steven Up says the owner not only greets you, Shane, he warns the staff.
Here it comes again.
Hey, shout out Carl.
We're going to need more chips.
He says his bookie hopes I never stop picking the balls. Hey, shout out Joel C. Appreciate you. Looking back, any regrets on the SEC playoffs? Like, what if Georgia or Oklahoma won? Like, maybe they would have won it all. I'm a Tech fan, so I don't root for Georgia, but just curious, SEC homer take.
You know what I wish would have happened with Georgia, honestly, brother, is I wish they would have lost the SEC championship. And why I say that, I feel like that bye week is killer. For them, it's just the Achilles heel. But you see it with other teams, and I know it's good. You get a little extra rest, but wouldn't it have been nice to play Tulane? You know, whoop their ass, just stay. I mean, that's a perfect kind of trial run before you get into the playoffs here. And I feel like just jumping right into a Notre Dame team last year that just had a win, or jumping into this one with Ole Miss that just had it. I feel like you're kind of behind the eight ball a little bit. It felt like the second half Georgia played. Of course, again, they got up, so I can't say that, but that's just my opinion.
Okay. And then going back to the meats, you were dead wrong. I just wanted to throw that out there. Steak and shrimp is the way to go, brother.
Yeah. See, you took me to your Mexican restaurant, which is now closed. Yeah. It was good. The shrimp was good there, right? Sorry to bring up that, but...
Yeah, that still hurts.
Yeah, but there's some Mexican restaurants...
I still haven't found
restaurants.
A place yet to replace it.
But don't you go to some restaurants and you're like, I see shrimps on the menu, but there's no way in hell I'm eating it, you know? And I'm not saying this is El Torito, but I do feel like there's some establishments you're like, seafood at this place? I don't think so.
Okay, that's fair. And then he asks, how overrated is cilantro? You're not a cilantro guy, are you?
I love cilantro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect. It's cheap.
Yep.
It adds a lot to the food. Mm-hmm. I don't see the downside.
The only downside is they put it next to parsley, and sometimes I grab the wrong one, you know? I've done that before, and there's nothing more frustrating than you're like, because you're usually at the end of your recipe when you're getting the cilantro out, and you're like, I don't smell anything, and you put it up, and it's like, fuck, this is parsley, you know?
And then he asks, rice or beans? Why not both?
Beans, refried beans. I don't like rice typically at Mexican restaurants, unless I've been there. Like, if I'm going to a new establishment, because there is a chance that they've put extra shit in there. So, like, corn, I see sometimes carrots, you know. It's like, what? I just want rice. I didn't want vegetables.
Don't hide
in rice.
Vegetables in my rice.
I see it. It's clear a pea. You know, maybe that's a Japanese restaurant. You know, that's like I love fried rice. But if I'm at an establishment, I don't know what their rice situation is. I will always get white rice. Always. I ain't taking a chance.
Tamales or enchiladas?
Tamales. Ooh, baby. Yes. I love it. I love tamales.
Freedom Van Shade feels about Mexican like I feel about bars.
Dude, if I could eat like Mexican food every day, I would do it without a doubt.
Oh, I know.
I love Mexican food.
I think you do.
I'm thinking about learning the language, you know? I mean, that's how I want to talk to the – I want to talk to the owner. I want to talk to this. There's half the staff that we share three words. I want to have a conversation with them, you know? So I'm thinking about learning the language. That's how much I like it.
Okay. Is there anything better than the smell of fajita meat coming out sizzling on the plate?
Yeah, dude. So that's my wife's go-to is chicken fajitas. And I like it because it lets me know that my food's almost here too. You know, it's like the ringing the dinner bell. Not a lot of people do fajitas anymore, which is kind of surprising. But as soon as I hear that sizzling plate, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's go time.
And then final question. He's got best Mexican food in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
It's not there anymore, Shane.
I know. Sorry, brother. Rest in peace.
So now it'll be, for me, it's Nectar. Nectar Urban Cantina.
That sounds like a good place.
Even that's closed right now. Damn it. They're doing renovations. What? Everything's closing.
Yeah.
Times are tight out there for Mexican foods, I guess.
You know, restaurants ain't like they used to be. One of the things that I hate, Mike, about restaurants is like the mom and pop businesses, they got a lot going against them, you know?
Yeah.
People are afraid to try new stuff. And I hate that. I really do. Because like prime example, we were going over to Knoxville and my wife, she gave me three options, Texas Roadhouse, Loco Burro and the Cheesecake Factory. Like, could we get any more basic than those three right there? Like, we're going to Knoxville. We finally loaded the wagon. You got me this side, and these are the options. Like, you're telling me there's not one unique restaurant that we can stop into? So we did Calhoun's, which, again, is not really, you know, too far. It is kind of a local business, but it's not really. But I couldn't convince them because I feel like they're comfortable with the menu at these places. And there was a guy he talked about. He says, it's like that style restaurant, a lot of those are trying to see who can cook Cisco the best. You know, those food trucks that are bringing the meat and stuff. And I've thought about that. And I was like, you know what? You're right. You go to a Applebee's or a TGI Fridays or something. It's kind of like the same stuff at every one. I would rather go to a farm-to-table restaurant, mom-and-pop business, something like that. El Chorrito.
Mm-hmm. And then when you come into town, I try to take you to those, and you're like,
fuck that. Like, what? Let's go to the Cheesecake Factory, man.
Hey, shout out, Mr. Bayomi. I'm sure I butchered that. Appreciate you. How about Asian rice?
Oh, thank you, cuz.
Noodles. He's in Taiwan. Shout out.
How much? All the way in Taiwan. It was NT$30. Is that like 10 cents over there? I don't know.
I don't know about whatever it is. We appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Thank you, son. Asian rice or noodles. I'm in Taiwan. My brother loves it over there. I would say I love rice. And again, I told you fried rice is my favorite.
Oh, stop answering it, Shane. It's just a dollar. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. No.
White rice. I do like me some white rice with my food, but the noodles, I thought that's interesting. I'm not a huge fan of this place, but I do kind of like it. We went to, what is that place called? Panda Express, and they had the noodles. And I was like, you know what? These are pretty damn good.
Back to basic, bitch, over here.
I'm just saying. I did do it. It was called Thai Basil in Knoxville once, uh-huh. And I had some noodles there. It was pretty good.
Mmm.
But I can't get her. I can't get her to do that. Asian? No. Indian? No. I would love to have butter chicken. I see the videos and
it's good.
I watch these people eat. I'm like, damn, that looks delicious. I know how to make it. I looked at a recipe, and I was like, I don't want to make it. I want to go somewhere and eat it.
Does Cousin Shay know how to use chapsticks?
Yeah, you better damn believe I do. Yeah. Or a dumpling place. I'd love to go to, or a ramen. You know, we grew up because we were poor on ramen, but they got like fancy ramens out there. I'd like to go to one of those.
I never wanted to go to those because I just thought it was, I don't know, I'm stupid, I guess. I just thought it was the ramen that we grew up with. I was like, I ain't eating that junk anymore.
Yeah.
Dude, it's
not even the same, is it?
It's like 100 times better.
With a little bit of that sweet Thai chili sauce on it. Ugh.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Shane needs a food vlog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That's what we should do. Let's go see the world, man. Listen, hey. If the restaurant said, Shane, you come here, you can video whatever, I'll give you a free meal, I would do a new restaurant every night. Seriously. I would give them good reviews. I would. Oh, look, damn, 300. 300 nose tackles.
Yeah, he's here. This is 10 bucks. Go get you some decent noodles, Shane.
Oh, man. Nah, he's the one that's getting. Thank you, cuz. I appreciate that. He's the one. What time is it over there in Taiwan anyway?
Well, Shane, there's this device called Google. Let's see.
Oh. What time is it in Taiwan?
It is 9 in the morning.
In Taipei City, Taiwan.
Yeah, 9 in the morning. Good morning. Shouldn't you be at work?
All right, how about this question from Gutty, Shane? Last meal, what is it?
We've had this one.
Have we?
Yeah, and it's not fair.
You never get tired of answering it, though.
I don't, because it gives me another. It wouldn't just be like one restaurant. It would be, I want this from this, this from this, if that makes sense.
That's cheating.
Well, I mean, if I
had... You're going to die in an hour, Shane. I don't have time to go to 10 places.
Yeah.
I got time to go to one, get it to you, before you kick the bucket. What am I getting?
Gerard Butler. That oxygen's, he's running out of oxygen, man.
Yeah, I give it to you, be like, you didn't get the sauce. I know you.
Oh, shit. You go first.
I didn't really even have one, but a last meal. Yeah, I don't know. How about Terry Black's?
A good barbecue. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good. I mean, if I'm picking an establishment, I would probably say, yeah, a good barbecue. That I could get behind that. But sentimental part of me would be like maybe some of Mamaw's recipes, you know, just have somebody whip up. She did that scalloped potato and ham. That's always my favorite. If I just got that and her cheesecake, I would be content.
Shane made the last meal alone.
Here's where you're going to go, Mike. First stop.
Hey, shout out BMA. Appreciate you, buddy. Here's some more for the food vlog, Shane.
Thank you, cuz. Oh, man. Well, hopefully we'll get over to South Carolina. That's one thing I wish we would have done more of, because that's what I love about going to a new town, especially around the stadium there. It's like, dude, you got to try out this place. You got to try. And I want to do better at that. So maybe get there a day before so we can hit a few of those spots.
Emily says hers would be all desserts. Can't beat that either, could you?
I love desserts. I don't know if you knew that, Mike, but it's true. I'm stuck on this ice cream kick right now. These Kit Kat ice cream bars. Jeez, they're freaking awesome, man. They got crack cocaine in them or something. I don't know.
Mm. Okay. And then last one here, Surfer Dog. We appreciate you. So this is the one off the wall here, Shane.
Yes.
I asked him, when I was like, do you even watch the show? Food question for Shane. Do you drink wine? And if so, what's your favorite food to wine pairing? How would you go with that one?
Short answer, no. I do not like wine, but I did try that muscadine stuff once, and I would say that one was probably my favorite because it wasn't too – it was more grapey than, you know.
They have dessert ones. that are really sweet.
You know what I do like? It's like a, what do you call it? It's like a wine drink. Oh, man. I'm butchering
wine cooler?
This. No, but it's like a
slushy?
Wine is the base, and you put a whole bunch of fruit in it and stuff like that. It's pretty good. I can't remember the name of it. Maybe somebody can help me out here. Let me call the wife. She'll tell me.
And Mr. Bayumel, again, I butchered that, I'm sure. He says to take you to Hawkers. I've taken your brother there. That's really good. It's here in Nashville.
Hey.
It's Asian street food.
What was that wine drink we made a lot of?
I'm just going to mute him. I don't know if he knows he can do that. But Hawker's really good if you're ever in Nashville. I like the twice fried wings are incredible. Fried rice, of course. Come on. And then they got all kinds of meats on sticks.
Yeah, I love meat sticks. Sangria is what it was called. You ever had one of them?
Everybody's had that, Shane.
That's really? Like,
you ever had this yellow beverage? I think it was Bayer.
We made it. So we were going to like this party, and my wife, she's like, oh, I love. You remember Don Pablo's in Knoxville? Over there by Easttown Mall, which is now like a Walmart shop or whatever.
I never went.
Okay, well, they made these sangrias, and we got the recipe from them, and it took a long time to like get it perfect. And I didn't tie it down in the back of the truck. We lost all of it at a red light. That was my fault. It was delicious, though. So a lot of people, apparently a lot of people drink sangria. Here I was, thought I was going to be fancy. And I drank that with whatever, you know?
Right,
Usually like charcuterie stuff, you know?
Now, that's got fruit in it, Shane.
Yeah, it had fruit in it. Well, I mean, you didn't eat the fruit.
I mean, you're kind of supposed to.
And
You get even drunker. It's because soaks it in.
You eat the fruit that's in it?
You can.
Yeah. Well, you can, yeah. But
that's how you could tell if someone's had a lot or not.
Or if they're an alcoholic.
They start eating the fruit.
It's like empty, and then all of a sudden I see you gnawing on an orange. I'm like, dude, you okay?
G says Shane was licking the truck, man.
We just started dating too, man. I was in trouble after that one. She still reminds me about that. Mm-mm-mm. That was mine. Rookie mistake.
And you haven't had sangria since then?
Nah, sorry. I don't like fruity drinks. I'm more of just a beer guy. Mojito. I will do a mojito. Not like the lime mojito, but like a strawberry type mojito I can get behind. They used to have one at TGI Fridays. It's called Triple Berry Mojito. That was dynamite.
Was it?
But you couldn't drink too many of them because then you're just like, you know that.
I think you need to go on vacation, Shane. You are losing it. We're getting off the rails quickly here.
Yes.
So what a shout out.
Steven Up. Way showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa.
Roll Tide.
Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steven Up. He gifted Daryl Smith. Daryl.
Welcome to the family.
As well as Hare Tare Gashobare Fisher. We appreciate you. Welcome to the family.
Is that what that stands for?
No.
H-Y-
but
oh,
okay. It's an Ole Miss thing. You know.
Yeah. But it's H-Y. I just tried to figure out maybe.
I don't like fruity drinks. I'm a man, says Shane.
Put it on a shirt.
All right, buddy. Anything else before we hop off here?
Gonna miss you guys. I will be posting. Maybe I could post some stuff, right? And you could put it on the show or whatever. Gonna be down there. Gonna do a lot of golf, a lot of drinking. She don't know about that yet, but just cutting loose. And so I look forward to coming back at some point as Tennessee thaws out. Maybe I'll come back. But that's about all.
What if your home gets like frozen, like an igloo, while you're gone?
We got insurance, man. Hopefully it. No, I'm just kidding. I hope there's no more. You know how the
I think they would just tell you to wait for it to thaw out. I don't think they would insure it, would they?
Yeah. You know, I always wondered that. My dad, he used to always say, we got to turn some of the water on because it's getting so cold tonight. And I'm like,
I have to do that. I always thought that was an urban legend.
Yeah.
All my shit froze last year.
Well, I don't have a crawl space, so, you know, it's underground, so I wonder if that's even necessary, but, yeah, just pay attention, guys, you know? Your dad tells you to do something, maybe you should do it, because he's been around longer, so. Hey, JP, thank you, cuz. Tonight's shout-outs go to Stephen Up, Tolkien, Carl Juckins, Jolshi, Freedom Van, Mr. Block, Bombley, and MacGyver. Thank you. Oh, I don't think that's MacGyver. I'm sorry, man.
MacGyver. That's a good way to end this one. We will see you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.